I'm on four now.
Good evening. The board meeting of the Aspen Peaks School District Board of Education will now come to order. The time is 6 p.m. and all board members are present. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, we will have a prayer of reverence by Bishop Jed Robinson. He is a Highlands resident who works closely with many of our local students and staff in his congregation. Jed.
Our Father in heaven, we're very grateful for this opportunity together here this evening. Grateful for the formation of this new school district and for all those who are volunteering their time and their efforts to build up our community and to educate our children. Father, we pray tonight that as they create and discuss and carry on business, that their spirit will be here in these halls and in this room and in their hearts, and we will be led by the principles of grace and virtue and kindness and love, that they will be able to work together to create this new school district and to work to build our community and to take care of our children and those that we love. We're so grateful for our state and for our country, grateful for our local leaders. We pray that we can all work together to create an environment by spirit of will. We commit great for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah, thank you so much. We now have up to 30 minutes set aside for public comment. This opportunity is for patrons living within the Aspen Peaks School District boundary. A sign-up sheet was available prior to this meeting, allowing up to 10 patrons the opportunity to speak. Those living outside of Aspen Peaks School District and those who were unable to sign up before all the spots were full can submit written comments at www.alpineschools.org/o/aspen-peaks-district/page/board. As you are called up, please introduce yourself by stating your name and city of residence. You will be given up to 3 minutes to speak. Please know that the board will be listening carefully but is not able to engage in dialogue during this portion of the meeting. They may arrange to communicate with you later. Personnel issues are not appropriate discussion items for an open meeting. If you have a personnel concern, please put your concerns in writing and address it to the Board of Education. First up is Dustin Taco.
Hello, Dustin Topham, Highland, Utah. I also teach at Lone Peak High School. I take being effective in the classroom very serious, which is different from my personality the rest of the time. Outside of the classroom, I'm just an average man trying to keep up with the above average woman. But I want to say, I wrote one thing down because I wanted to get it right. I think that the biggest differentiator for success between our new district and its teachers are ensuring that teachers are on the right side of information inequality. And I wanted to say something impressive enough that you'd hear what I'm really trying to say. So that's my get your attention moment. But for example, in November, right after the school board election, I'm just doing my business, and next thing you know, people start talking about the results because you are competing right now against two other districts. And while I've come and done my video thing and learned, wow, there's a lot of things we don't even know, and that it's essential that we work well together as we roll out and decide how to pay for things and not cut services, and all that is, it's important and essential. There are some things that I just want to advocate for you guys to take off the gloves and go hard. So next thing I know, I'm like, oh, well, we think, it sounds like that the Orem school board's the best school board. And this was in November, and you had done nothing. No one had done anything good, bad, effective, or ineffective, but yet that's the narrative that just starts rolling out amongst the people like myself. And it's like, well, how do we know? What's the metrics? Because in education, often, we get real fixated on what we can measure, which is like graduation rate, as opposed to how you measure if the students are prepared for the next step. And so the information inequality that I'm speaking to, I want to encourage you guys to be as 21st century and timely as you can in letting your patrons, the educators, who in my opinion are the products that you will offer to the community, hey, this is why you should still send your kids to these buildings. Like, be savvy and get competitive in contrast with what the other school boards are doing. Because 2 years from now, there's a lot of unknown as far as people. I think we're going to have a human capital deficit. I'm really worried about that. I plan on going another 15 plus years. And so I'm right in the middle of this. But we need to attract and engage our educators in such a way that they feel that leadership first, that they know who people are. So many good people that I've learned from and let run, do their business, or they're not here with us anymore. We don't have enough recognizable people left to trust. Do the best you can to communicate effectively. Get vocal, tie your faces to your face, or your voices with your faces. One thing we do at Lone Peak High School, we have weekly admin messages. I guess we're done. So you have to go to our website to see what I'm talking about. Have to talk to you anymore later, but come visit. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your comments. Next up is approval of minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes for our February 12th study session and board meeting? I move to approve our minutes from our February 12th board meeting. Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion from Board Member Burrows and a second from Board Member Sparty to approve the minutes from the February 12th study session and board meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed say no. The voting has been unanimous. We will now hear board member reports and information items. We'll first turn the time over to Dr. Perkins for some hiring updates.
Yes, thank you. We'd like to welcome, first of all, our most recent hire, Amber Van Workum, as the executive assistant to the superintendent and the board. I've known Amber for almost 15 years, I believe, and Amber comes to us with a wealth of experience, both in human resources, she's worked as well at a junior high and helped me as my administrative assistant when we opened Skyridge, and she spent the last 3 years, I believe, in payroll. So she has a breadth of experience, which will be very helpful to me and to the board as we move forward. We want to welcome Amber. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you.
Let's clap. We also want to make everyone aware that we currently have 9 senior leadership positions open. Those are on the ASD employment website. So for those that are interested there, they can find that. It's also available on the AspenPeaks.org website, where you can find not only the organizational structure and the explanation of what those positions are, but also the links and the information for how to apply for those that are interested. And we hope to be right now the other superintendents of the new districts. We have agreed to a timeline as for when those announcements will be made on those positions. We're hoping to announce those positions on March 11th in unison, so that we can continue to move the work forward and staff appropriately, so that we can help ensure that all of our employees have employment opportunities and we can move forward. We recognize, and I think it's important to publicly acknowledge, that we have many employees that are not assigned to school level positions who have uncertainty and concerns about the future, and we are working to provide support and opportunities for those individuals, and we just want to acknowledge that. Thank you.
Okay, I was asked to do a little bit of a legislative update. As you guys probably know, the legislature's in session for 45 days every spring. The session has 6 more days, so it ends a week from tomorrow. And I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to that. It's a busy, busy time with a lot of information flying around. Our legislative committee is doing great. We're reaching out to legislators. We're learning about the process and about bills. We have a meeting every Friday with the Superintendents Association and the rest of the School Boards Association members, where we talk about bills and what's going on and what we can do and who we can talk to about if we have concerns. And so we don't have a lot of specific legislation we're following really tightly as a new school board. I think that'll happen as time goes on, but it's been great to have this session to kind of acclimatize ourselves and be ready. But I just wanted to thank everybody who's following legislation and talking to legislators, and thank all of our legislators in Alpine District for all the time they're putting in and all the work they're doing. Like, it's a crazy time for them. They're up there for hours and hours every day, and it doesn't really stop on the weekends. And anyway, I'm appreciative of all the work they're putting in for us, and looking forward to it being over and looking forward to building relationships with them outside of the sessions. So thanks to all of our legislators and everybody who's working on that.
Do we have any other report? Thank you, everyone.
If I wanted to just stop by our business today,
great.
We had a chance today to visit, make sure I get them all right, Polaris, East Shore, Adult Learning, A-Tech, Summit, and the Print Shop. And those 5 schools in particular, it was so impressive to see the variety of offerings that Alpine School District has crafted and woven together for so many different student situations, family situations, and it was impressive to see the I don't know what the best word is, the care and concern that the staff at these 5 schools have for their students. It was palpable. You could see it, you could hear it, you could feel it, and I think there's some excellent lessons that we can try to emulate as we move forward. Now, it might be in a slightly different scale or slightly different partnership or combination, but the offerings that they offer these 5 distinct schools was impressive, and I'm just very grateful to see that.
As there is no further business, do we have a motion to enter closed session to discuss negotiations and personnel issues?
I'll move that we adjourn into closed session to discuss negotiation and personnel issues.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion by Board Member Bonner and a second by Board Member Hart to enter a closed session to discuss negotiations and personnel issues. This requires a roll call vote. Board Member Sparty?
Yes.
Board Member Brammer?
Yes.
Board Member Bonner?
Yes.
Board Member Hart?
Yes.
Board Member Burroughs?
Yes.
Board Member Thieler?
Yes.
Board Member Knight? Yes. The motion has passed. We will now enter closed session at 6:14 p.m. Thank you for joining us. We've appreciated your attendance.
Good job today.
I said yes, like no one's ever said yes before.
I said yes, like no one's ever said yes.